News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock, it's 32. News Talk 94.9, WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. We'll see some clouds this morning, then sunny and warmer. High today, 35. Partly cloudy, 25 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow. High again, 35. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning is brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
As we learned last week, at long last, U.S. 31 will be completely connected to I-94 within 5 years. Congressman Fred Upton was the one who announced the $20 million federal grant last week.
One of the critical pieces was the acknowledgement by the state that, in fact, it ought to be on the Build Michigan plan.
Upton says a former state lawmaker from Stevensville was instrumental in getting that money.
Thanks to former state rep and budget director Al Pashoka, he was able to get it on that list, which then allowed it to qualify for the federal funds that are finally been sprung now to get this thing done.
The Michigan Department of Transportation says work will begin in 2021 or 2022, the completion in 2023. It's taken roughly 3 decades to get that project complete.
Michigan's Women's Commission calling on every law enforcement agency within the state to review all policies and procedures regarding preservation and processing of rape evidence kits. The goal is to make sure such evidence isn't prematurely destroyed or ignored in rape cases.
Michigan Women's Commission Executive Director Mary Engelman says the early destruction of rape evidence kits is, for all practical purposes, the elimination of hope for survivors. She's calling on Michigan law enforcement to make sure that they have sound policies in place for how they're treating these kits in rape cases.
When you're dealing with our survivors, to ensure that you have processes and policies in place to ensure the integrity of the rape kits, because what happens is that is a critical part of the evidence to prosecute people. And so if they are destroyed, then that evidence is gone.
Engelman says she wants to discuss the rape evidence kits issue with newly elected Attorney General Dana Nessel to make sure that Michigan is doing all it can to properly handle rape evidence processing statewide.
I can't imagine that she is not going to look at this. I would hope that there will be some discussion with the Attorney General to talk about these types of challenges. We need to ensure that these types of things don't happen. And we need to ensure that we don't have rape kits languishing without any attention.
An investigative report by CNN aired November 29th found at least 25 police agencies in 14 states, including Michigan, had destroyed rape evidence kits before the cases had been completed. Doug Cunningham, WSJM News.
Lame duck legislation that would allow local jurisdictions to discourage discourteous use of fireworks around the holidays has cleared the state house and now moves on to the Senate. Representative Jim Lilly of Park Township near Holland is sponsor. He says the bills are a common sense response to complaints from local municipalities about fireworks going off in the wee hours of the morning.
This was a new law for Michigan at the time. There's been a lot of changes that have happened. We've learned a lot of things.
It allows local units to expand the times when they can use can be used around the 4th of July and restrict when they could be used during other holidays, ending them earlier at night. There are different rules for different holidays, and they may change from year to year depending on what day a holiday lands. Because it's left to local jurisdictions, the rules could be different from one town to the next. The bills also increase the fine for violating the rules to $1,000 and are now before the Senate.
Barron County Sheriff's Department has been awarded a health insurance grant for one of its canines. Under Sheriff Chuck Hite tells us the grant comes through the National Police Dog Foundation.
We were eligible to put in for two of our canines, and we were very pleased to be selected that one of our dogs was awarded the grant. There were 50 across the country, and we were able to get one of the grants for our dog, Mika.
Hite tells us Mika is trained in narcotics detection, tracking, and handler protection. She started with the Sheriff's Department 5 months ago following the retirement of canine Rico. Mika lives with her handler, Deputy Jason Haskins. The grant helps the Sheriff's Department pay for her health bills.
All the dogs get health care at the vet. The only thing is this will provide an insurance program that will help offset some of the costs.
Barron County Sheriff's Department is one of two Michigan police agencies to get a canine health insurance grant.
Michigan State Police out of the Pawpaw Post have gone the extra mile to save a child's Christmas. The Post tells us one of its troopers was sent out to investigate an apartment break-in in Galesburg on November 19th. During the investigation, Trooper Benoit learned from the victim that all of her 9-year-old son's Christmas presents had been stolen. Without the woman knowing it, the trooper reached out to State Trooper Outreach Partnership, or STOP, and organized the purchase of the same gifts for young Christopher. The items included Pokemon cards, Beyblades, and most importantly, Lord Voldemort, Harry Potter wand. The trooper delivered the presents to the woman on Friday. Michigan State Police tell us STOP is a small nonprofit made up of troopers and community members who raise money to help those in need.
WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 32 Friday on Wall Street. The Dow is down 558. NASDAQ dropped 219. S&P 500 down 62. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, legislation to create a Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority on its way to the State House.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:07, 32 degrees. Legislation to create a Mackinac Straits Corridor Authority is on its way to the State House.
The Michigan Senate has already voted in support of the plan, which would dig a tunnel under the Straits. Republican Wayne Schmidt of Traverse City.
This bill now makes sure that all of the telecommunications, electrical transmission lines, Line 5, any oil, propane is put all through there. And that way, we make sure that northern lower Michigan and the upper peninsula have the propane they need, and the northern lower Michigan oil producers can get their product to market, whether it's Detroit, Toledo, or Sarnia.
The Snyder administration wants to finalize the tunnel deal before Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer takes over on January 1st, as she's criticized the tunneling plan. Jason Scott, the Michigan News Network.
Governor Snyder, meanwhile, says he's reviewing recently passed legislation that some say could take power away from the new governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. Appearing on a Detroit TV station yesterday, the governor said he hasn't decided if he'll sign bills that change the minimum wage and sick time legislation and take campaign finance oversight away from the secretary of state. But Snyder says he won't sign anything that he doesn't believe is good for the people of Michigan. Lawmakers could approve more than 200 pieces of legislation during the lame duck session, which continues for the next 2 weeks.
A Chinese tech executive is being held in Canada after the U.S. requested her arrest, and China's government is furious. ABC's Stephanie Ramos has that story.
China is outraged over the detention of tech CFO Meng Wanzhou, calling it extremely egregious, demanding the U.S. cancel her arrest order or face further action. Wanzhou was arrested in Canada on December 1st at the request of the U.S. She's accused of using her tech company to cover up sanction violations with Iran. The trade war battle and tensions over Wanzhou's arrest sent the Dow plummeting more than 1,500 points, a 6% drop since its high on Monday.
North Carolina, not used to getting snow, unprepared now that it's arrived. ABC's Rob Marciano has the story.
Outside of Charlotte, a downed tree leading to at least one fatality.
Across the region, fallen trees blocking roads, helping cause more than 375,000 people to lose power across five states.
I mean, how often in North Carolina do you got to get this thing out?
Never.
It's the first time?
It's the first time.
The snow so deep in downtown Greensboro, where they got a foot of snow.
That's stuck in there good.
This four-wheel drive Kubota plow getting stuck.
Yes, you can save money on a holiday travel this time of year. Maybe she's Derek Allmaker says you Just have to think outside the box.
Holiday travel bargains may be hard to come by this close to Christmas, but that doesn't mean they're impossible to get.
If you leave on that first flight Christmas morning, you can save 40%.
Brian Kelly with thepointsguy.com says you can also make a plane ride a little more comfortable with an upgrade.
Business travelers stay home over the holidays, so the first class cabin is often empty, and it's a great time to use those miles and give yourself a little bit of a Christmas treat.
Kelly also reminds us with frequent flyer miles, it's usually use them or lose them. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the NFL, the Lions beat the Cardinals 17-3. If you stayed up last night, the Bears beat the Rams 15-6, and the Colts topped the Texans 24-21.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.